Polish has been a game changer for the mermaids. That and those like nail stickers, right? Have you seen those where it's like a nail polish strip? It's,
I think so.
Those stay on really great. I keep my nails very, very short because turning a nail inside out or breaking a nail while you're shoving yourself into that tail is terrible.
That sounds horrible.
It is awful.
Like how long does that, like the setup take, you know, to like get ready for a show? Because obviously you've said there's makeup you got to put on the tail. You got to like put on stuff on top of the tail.
Mm-hmm. I would say we have an hour, right, to be in the tank at a certain time. New mermaids, it can take up to 10 minutes to get themselves in that tail. Experience, like, I can probably do it in 3.
Well, you said they have, like, an hour to be in there. What does that mean? You have an hour prep time?
You have an hour prep time. So that's your makeup. That's picking out what top you're going to wear. Doing any stretching you decided you need to do. You know, getting your, again, figuring out what the social media is going to be that night. What your content is. Because it's a content world now, you know.
That it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming here on the show and telling us all about the wonderful world of mermaids. I've learned so much and found like a couple more people I got to interview.
Absolutely. Find them. They're under the sea.
Aren't we all? I guess we are all under the bar, the dive bar.
Yeah, we are. Right here in Sacramento.
All right. Well, this has been another great episode of the How Did I Get Here show. I've been MC Escher. You've been listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
And that is the end of How Did I Get Here? Good morning. This is KDVS Davis. My name is DJ Dog Juice. The next DJ is coming up shortly. That show is called Tomatoes on Rye with DJ Marinara, and that is a PA show. After that, at 9:30, we have Heat Lamp with DJ Issa. And then at 10:30 this morning, we have Diatribal with Duchess. I'm going to play a couple of carts and put on some Bizet until the next DJ arrives.
Do you like dogs? Do you have the time and resources to adopt a dog of your very own? Hi, this is DJ Dog Juice. When I'm not here in the studio, I'm at home with my two beautiful dogs, both of whom came from my local animal shelter. Your future dog is at your local shelter right now. In Yolo County, you can check out the County Shelter in Woodland or the Yolo SPCA. In Sacramento County, you can visit the City Shelter on Front Street, the County Shelter on Bradshaw Road, or the SAC SPCA on Florin Perkins Road. Also, all of these shelters have websites, so you can look at their dog pics wherever you are. Adopting dogs is one of the best decisions I've ever made. Listen to these clowns. Even if they do make dog juice from time to time.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
This is DJ Marinara, and you are tuned in to Tomatoes on Rye. So hear me out. There's actually supposed to be two of us here, but the other one is late. So let me give you a premise of what this podcast PA show is going to be like. But before that, I wanted to let you know that the following views represented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. What an amazing day to begin. It's so hot in Davis, guys. It's so hot in Davis, and that's why the Tomatoes on Rye host has overslept a little bit. Because it was so hot last night. It was super hot last night in Davis. I think there was like a heat wave going on in NorCal. I don't know. I was in SoCal and was not the best weather too, which is kind of crazy. The song we just listened to that we're probably going to be listening to in the beginning of all our podcasts would be, it's called When We Met Badonna and Alden. I found this song a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing. Amazing. It's one of the songs you just listen to before you start in a battle of which character is better. Now, today, so let me introduce this podcast. This is just going to be us having a conversation and just talking at you, basically, about the most random stuff. We got a couple of ideas throughout this quarter. It's also bi-weekly, so we'll see you the week after this. But I want to begin by saying I'm probably going to win this battle because the characters that I picked, so these are like fictional characters that my partner, DJ Rychip, or I don't know if he's going to call himself DJ Rychip this time because he's been switching on. You might have heard him from like DJ Barlow's Rychip and I think Carlos 1000 or something. So he has like, he's like multiple people here. Like he has a name. He has multiple names. But today I wanted, well, we're going to start off our show with, we got like five, yeah, we have five people or five characters that we've lined up. So mine, I'm introducing mine right now because I feel like it's very important that you already know who's going to win, which team is going to win. So the poster we actually use is like, you know, those like Civil War with Captain America and Iron Man. So that's what we used as kind of like template of like which, whose side is whose. Obviously, I'm an Iron Man side because I love Iron Man. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe he's going to be Doctor Doom. I'm excited how they're going to play that out, but obviously, like, Iron Man is arguing me, and I will probably say you're wrong, but Iron Man is the best one ever, seriously. Okay, so hear me out. Okay, wait, actually, DJ Rychip is here. He is in the building. DJ Rychip, if you're in the studio right now, hurry up. Hello, hello. I played them our song, or not our song, but our beginning song. But
hello, hello. This is DJ Marinara here. You are currently listening to Tomatoes on Rye.
Okay, so what I was telling them, like, what's your name? This.
Oh, my DJ name is 1 million.
Just 1 million.
Just 1 million, stylized as the number. So 1 million. Okay, because
I literally told them it's either DJ Rychip or Barlow's or Carlos 1000.
No, it's just 1 million. No DJ, just 1 million. I pop up at the beginning of the DJ library page.
Oh really?
Yeah, because I start with, it's just the 1000000.
Wow,
000.
So you're sticking to that one.
I am.
That's really, I'm committed. Cool. Okay, well, how come the show is called Tomatoes on Rye?
Oh, well, this one, so this harkens back to a different period of DJ Marinara and I's co-hostship. Uh-huh. Co-hostship not only on radio, but in life.
That's so funny. But we have a playlist that we made over a year ago called Tomatoes on Rye.
Yes, where we put all the songs that we liked and wanted to share with one another onto it.
I actually have a video from one of, I think it was probably last year, DJ 1 million had a show with KCT, which also a college.
Yes, shout out my Triton Radio. Go listen to them if you would like.
Yeah, at UCSD. But I there was this one video I have of us, and we were saying, welcome back, this is a 2 Minutes on Rye show. Mm-hmm. So this is a long time coming. I'm happy we're here together.
We just high-fived in the studio for those in that cannot see us. Yes.
Bump it. Okay. So I've explained to them the premise of, like, the show today and the characters that we're going to be battling on. Okay. So it's basically, like, who's better or not. Me, my characters. Okay, I feel like we should just go... We should start with introducing the characters.
Okay. So I'm going to... Okay, so whatever the matchups are, I'm just going to start with my matchups based on whatever I wrote down first. So the first character I brought to this matchup today was... Wait. Before we begin, are we explaining their traits now? How about you explain one character? I explain one, you explain one.
Okay,
so I'll go with mine. My first character was Big Nate. As in the comic book character Big Nate by Lincoln Pierce.
I'm adding a very dramatic, it's called Most Epic Heroic Inspirational Orchestral Music, Best Battle Music.
Okay, that sounds good. What is your first character?
Okay, my first character is... Oh my god, why am I blanking?
Tomater. Okay, so...
Mater, oh my gosh.
Okay, so our first matchup here is Big Nate versus Toe Mater. Who wants to go first? Rock, paper, scissors for who talks first?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, you talk first.
So, hear me out. Mater has such good heart.
He has good heart. What else?
He's a best friend. And see, the thing in life is that you'll always... succeed if the people around you support you, and that's what Mater is. That's who Mater is. That's his.
What about like his battle skill though?
Well, I'll run you over. It's a car. What about you?
So Big Nate. For those who don't know, Big Nate comic by Lincoln Pierce, very famous comic strip, has lots of books. You know, for kind of geared towards the middle school age, but it has. I think it's pretty funny. Uh-huh. I think some of the comics are pretty funny. Some of them pretty out of pocket. But I would say Big Nate... Okay, so I wrote down a couple of notes about Big Nate that I think would make him good in battle. Uh-huh. See, Big Nate, first, one of his main character traits in the comic books is that he is a prankster. He loves to do pranks on his teachers. So Big Nate has kind of that deception angle. He's like a trap layer, you know what I mean? Maybe he's not going to beat Mater out in brute strength, brute force, because Mater is a car. But I think, just given Mater's intelligence, you know, although he has a big heart, he does not have a big brain necessarily. And that's part of his character.
Okay,
I think Big Nate,
what would reign over your heart or your mind?
But what if Big Nate took advantage of his heart?
I will never say chat in real life. But let's just think about this. Like, what... would you think about, or what would you go by your feelings first? Mater is like the core of it. Like, Mater is like what pushes the whole team.
See, what I'm saying in Death Battle, it's not about the power of friendship here. It's about, because we're doing one-on-one matchups, it's about just the sheer raw ability to destroy.
We're doing team by team.
Team by team. Okay. Yeah. Well, another note I had about Big Nate, he has a self-perceived high self-worth. See, Big Nate, he's very overconfident, which I think is good to have that
Mater
confidence. I think it's
friend.
Really in the death battle, it's fake it until you make it. I think Big Nate's high confidence will help him be more creative.
Mater's charming.
In setting his traps. I say he's creative because he's also a cartoonist himself. Everyone loves Mater, but I'm still talking about Big Nate.
Mater loves
Big Nate, I think.
Everybody loves Mater, and so he has more of that impact because...
okay, but I think with Mater comes like a potential impact. that could be very high, but I think Big Nate has immediate outstanding impact.
We're coming up on 12 minutes here, so we've got to go through
immediate impact. And last one on Big Nate, he plays drums, so I think he'd be dexterous if he were to handle a some sort of sharp object.
I think Mater will run over.
No, I think Big Nate would lay a tire spike for Mater and kind of put him out of the game. I think it'd be pretty easy for that to happen. See, this at first it seems a little one-sided with Mater because he is a truck. And he's really good. I don't know if you watched the movie. He's really good at. I'll give you a bone.
Yes, I did.
He's really good at driving backwards. Like really, he's a tow truck.
Yeah, and I could just pick up Big Nate.
Well, Big Nate. That has to be before I lay a tire spike. Big Nate lays a tire spike and puts you out of the game. Okay. For any callers that want to chime in on Big Nate versus Mater. As we play a song later, you can call in at 530-754-KDVS. That's 530-754-KDVS.
Okay, now the next characters.
Okay, so my character.
Did you start off last time?
Yeah, you started the character last time. You tell me your character now.
No, you.
Okay. My character, the next one I wrote down is Jerry, like the mouse. Jerry Mouse from Tom and Jerry.
Okay, so you're not going by your second one?
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay, we're going by our poster that we made. So my next character, that's spoilers, actually. My next character is Knuckles the Echidna from Sonic the Hedgehog series.
So let's just think about how, like, he already skipped the character, meaning this character isn't even, like, so relevant. Well, like, he
character?
Doesn't even like Barbie.
Barbie?
Because she's a woman.
Oh.
She can win as a woman? Who runs the world? Girls.
Well, okay. Knuckles, I'm going to say Knuckles
what? Say
it. You talked first. I'll talk first about Knuckles. Knuckles, he can glide. Like, he can't fly, but he can glide. Like, he can get up
somewhere
high.
Barbie can literally fly.
You want to take it? No, you take it. Oh, all right.
Hear me out. Barbie can fly. See, I don't know if you watch the Barbie movie, Barbie can literally do anything that her mind is setting to. Like, she literally has, she can do anything. She can do anything. She's just like a woman. A woman could just be anything. So I feel like this is something that's very important to note. We're going to get into one more music right now, just to take a break, because 1 million... 1 million is just ruminating, and he just needs this one. I'm going to play a song I'm currently listening to. It's called Offering by Brandon. I hope you enjoy this.
You're my resting place. I'll take shelter under your wing. Your branches they cover me. They melt my fears away.
Okay. So, sorry about that, listeners. I think it was a mistake for me to pick up the phone. Shout outs to the guy who called, but for the flow of the show, we're not going to pick up the phone. Anyways.
Okay, so get on with your argument.
So, I see Barbie as, you know, a woman of many forms. Barbie's not a shapeshifter per se, but a little bit. She wears many hats, a hat wearer, if you will. But my character, Knuckles the Echidna, first of all, he can glide. He can fly from very high places. He can't fly per se, but he can fly if he's really high up and kind of fly down. He has sharp spikes on his gloves. That means in his hand-to-hand combat, he's very good. And he has kind of like brass knuckles going on. Shout out to Knuckles. He does have super strength, as in he's very strong, can kind of like, you know, kind of toss her around. And I didn't put a note. He can dig underground for safety. He can turn into a super form if he collects the 7 Chaos Emeralds. And to top it off, his job is the guardian of the Master Emerald, which I said gives him immense aura. What do you think about that?
I think Barbie being a girl is enough.
You think Barbie would still win?
Yes.
I think Barbie might still win. I think for all of that Knuckles has, I think Barbie wears too many hats.
Yeah, she can literally be anything and everything all at once.
She could probably be Knuckles, too.
Yeah, there's this one episode of Barbie in the Dreamhouse where she showed, like, her, like, closet. But her closet is, like, just an endless room of, like, everything. And she was like, oh, last year I was a president. Oh, yeah, like, the year, like, ago, like, I was an astronaut. And, like, who can do that? Who can do that but Barbie?
Exactly. You know, I think you won that one, honestly. Barbie, clearly. What's next?
So my next is Phineas.
You want to talk about Phineas first?
So Phineas, like, let's think about it. Like, he is the main... So Ferb, right? I feel like Ferb is just kind of his little sidekick. And Phineas is just the main one. It's just the main one thinking of stuff. He's very vocal and very... Very creative.
He is very creative. Okay, I think we might be pretty evenly matched here. My next matchup between Phineas is Jerry Mouse. Here's Jerry Mouse now.
Jerry can't talk.
What was that?
Jerry can't talk.
He can't communicate with his teammates through words, but I think he can communicate through his actions.
All he does is run.
He's very expressive. He's also kind of like Big Nate. I think Big Nate and him would be a good duo in this battle because he's very good at setting traps for Tom. And I also noted he has plot armor in the show. He always wins. There's rarely an episode where Tom wins. There's maybe a few in the whole series. So over like 50 years of Tom and Jerry, Jerry always wins.
Okay, but think about it. Like, Phineas has literally built this like crazy, like big, huge, weird stuff with Ferb. And they never get caught by Candace.
See, but I think...
See, there's the sneakiness and also the creativity. As opposed to Jerry, it's only really traps.
But I think Jerry, he might be able to just draw a little hole under Phineas and Phineas would fall down with his cartoon powers.
But see,
powers.
Ferb, what do you call that? A platypus, Mr. Platypus would
Perry
stop
the platypus.
That. Perry the platypus.
Oh, so they have allies that they can call in.
Yeah.
I see. Jerry can call in... Butch the dog, Butch. He can call him Butch. It's a big pit bull. Like that.
Okay, but Perry the Platypus, he's literally in like a spy. So I feel like he has his whole back. Like he has a set of people already, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this matchup, I think it could be even because Jerry...
I don't think so.
Because, okay, Phineas has his
Phineas
great mind.
I think Phineas would win.
Phineas has a great mind, but Jerry has cartoon kind of powers. You know what I mean? Like, he could draw a hole under Phineas and kind of get him out of the game. You know what I mean?
But let's bring it back again. Okay. That Phineas has made these super cool things without getting caught by his sister again and again.
I see.
Yeah. I think he even made a time machine once.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out. Dang.
Wasn't there, like, a mummy episode, too? Or, like, there's this one thing when he, like, came back as, like, with a roller coaster or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next matchup.
And the next one. Mm-hmm.
All right, you go first.
I think you should go first.
I have Greg Heffley from the Diary of the Wimpy Kid series.
Uh-huh.
What are you?
I have Roderick.
Okay. I think this matchup. This is the one like same franchise matchup we had. I don't know. I think again, Greg Heffley. He doesn't have a lot. But what he does have is plot armor. At the end of the book, something usually goes his way. You know, the character arc comes
okay,
back to him.
Okay, but Roderick rules.
Okay, he does have the older brother kind of, and he is in a cool band. Loaded Diaper is an awesome
Roderick
name.
Do you know Roderick rules? Like I remember in middle school, all the other girls, I think it was because there was a new Roderick, and so, like, girls would be putting, like, Roderick rules on their wrists.
Yeah, and Roderick does have, he kind
See,
of
has, like, he
the
has
fan
an impact.
Power.
Exactly.
He has the fan power, definitely.
Exactly.
Like, the attractiveness.
Like,
for sure.
He's cool, especially because he's in the band, like, Loaded Diaper. Like, I was a big fan. Loaded Diaper.
Is that their song? Loaded Diaper.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think Roderick probably won that one. Our last
too.
Matchup? What's our last matchup?
Our last matchup is Shrek and
Kingpin from Spider-Man or Daredevil.
Yeah.
So I think Kingpin's like, he doesn't have any superpowers per se. He's a very strong guy.
But see, think about it. So if Shrek is willing to do anything for Fiona to get Fiona back, like, what makes you think he wouldn't overpower Kingpin? Shrek has love, kindness, and he lives in the swamp. But, I don't know. I feel like
but
Shrek's
I'm saying
super cool.
I'm saying Kingpin. Okay, if we can get henchmen in from his universe, he's like a mob boss, and you know Kingpin. He comes from very humble background.
Uh-huh.
He comes from humble beginnings, which I think gives.
Well,
him
I
kinda,
don't think there's any more humbler than Shrek's swamp.
You know, like who
house.
Else? You know who else comes from humble beginnings? You know, Leo Messi.
Okay,
Ronaldo.
But think about it. Shrek literally has a swamp in the back, and he lives in a, what do you call those things?
But did he ever become a mob boss? I guess he became a loving father, but not a mob boss.
Yeah, he has like a million kids. Like, what is Kingpin a good father?
You know, I didn't research that part. I don't know, actually. I don't think he is. But
well, in Spider-Verse, he actually was a good father.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he was
Thanks
a good
for
father,
me that.
But he was like... He was avenging for the family that he lost.
Okay.
Yeah. But all in all, I think I won.
Okay. solid fair.
Handshake here.
Yeah.
But thank you so much
for 1 million and DJ Marinero's
for listening to
our
Tomatoes
first
on Rye.
Death
yeah.
battle.
Yeah.
Maybe
There'll
not the
more.
Last one. I think that was funny.
Yeah, I don't think
that's funny. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, and yes. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully
but
you tune in.
But you'll see me and hear me by tomorrow at 1 to 2 p.m.
Yes.
Saucy Show.
Tune
and
in if you'd like. And 1 million every alternating Thursday at 2 a.m. So next week. Next
exactly.
week. All right,
I
bye.
Hope you have an amazing day.
Hello, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM. This is DJ Hugar subbing for Heat Lamp, and my show is called Channel Ferg, so this is Channel Ferg subbing for Heat Lamp, and we're going to have a couple guests come in and join us today, and we're going to play some of our favorite tunes, and this is the first show I've had in like maybe I don't know maybe like probably like 3 or 4 quarters, so I'm really excited to play some music and show KDVS like what I've been listening to, so I hope you enjoy. And now we have the DJ of Heat Lamp here.
Hello.
And
I'm DJ Issa.
Hello. And now we're waiting for DJ Chelly. But now we're going to play some music. So we're going to cut the Elden Ring music. And then we're going to play some Mark William Lewis. Enjoy.